Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Good morning. I think I'm fine.
Good. I think you're Cindy. I wasn't sure. I'm like, I think she said line two, and then I'm like, oh.
Yep, that was her.
There line she two. Is. How you doing this morning, Cindy? Everything all right?
Yep, I think so.
Glad to hear it. So we got, let's see, short work week around here. I don't know if you got to take yesterday off, but it, how was your weekend?
The usual, staying safe.
Staying safe.
Oh, good.
Yeah. COVID avoidance, yes.
Well, that's probably a good plan. I'm going to open up your envelope here and see what kind of letter you got. This is the kind of fun you can have at home or just about anywhere. Got the letter M, as in marinade.
Ooh, that's a good letter.
Meat.
This is always one of those letters that you get excited to get.
Mississippi. Montgomery Inn.
Missouri.
Melons. You feel free to use any of those or not. Deal is, you can pass. And this is really important, Cindy. I'm sure you've heard the 1K letter of the day before.
Mm-hmm.
You can pass if you don't know the answer. You want to pass quickly, though. We can always come back to it. Can't use the same answer more than once. And I'm going to, put 30 seconds on the clock here. There we go.
Let's do it, Cindy.
All right. I will not start the clock until Tim finishes asking the first question.
All right, Cindy, you ready? Here we go. Something you stress about.
Money.
A website.
Pass.
A candy.
Mounds.
Something green.
Pass.
A medical term.
Mononucleosis.
A popcorn topping.
Pass.
A movie.
Wow, this is hard.
Something in a park.
Ah, monorail.
I was thinking Men in Black.
Oh, that's a good one.
MIB, I thought mononucleosis was great. When you said something green, I immediately went to M&M's.
Same. Yeah. I did the same thing because she had already said money. But I thought about Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, that's a good
one. Mrs. Doubtfire. Yeah. I thought Mounds is a great answer for candy.
Yes, that was really well done.
And then when you said website for number two, I, of course, went to money.com, but she couldn't use that because she said money was her number one answer. What were you thinking, Cindy?
Pardon?
I feel like I interrupted you and you started to say something.
Oh, no. Yeah, I could have used money a couple times.
Yeah, there were plenty of opportunities. But
okay, where's a website, though?
A website.
You could have done anything.
MSN.
Motor.
Oh, there you go. MSN.com.
Motors.com. Mammogram.com.
Motor Trend Magazine.
Yeah, there's probably tons of M.com.
Sure. But you know what? We're going to do it again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So try us back.
Okay.
All right, and stay safe.
Thanks, Cindy. Take care.
Yep. And there she goes. Off in her day.
She was very busy.
She was. 828, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Coming up, more of the day's news that didn't make the news. But first, let's check those roads. We got Tori with an eye from the sky with your latest traffic. You see a high of 40 today. Right now, it's 32 with Jeff and Jen. It seems like every generation is more eco-conscious than the generation before it.
Mm-hmm.
And literally not a moment too soon. According to this latest survey, 2 out of 5 parents say they have been eco-shamed by their kids. And here are the top 10 reasons. Of course, for throwing something in the garbage you could have recycled.
That drives me nuts. Like, absolutely nuts. I'm a big eco-shamer to my boyfriend. I will full believe it.
Is he the worst offender in your world?
I would say absolutely.
I mean, you're around him the most.
Yeah, but I also will go and I pull stuff out of the garbage all the time and put it in the recycle bin. Mm. Even stuff, because I think that it's something that a lot of people are unaware what you can recycle and what you can't.
Yeah.
Because there are only certain things. Just because it has a recycled logo on it doesn't mean that you can put it in your recycling bin.
Mm.
But I will pull stuff out all the time. Cans. Even the other day, we had people over our house for some Mexican food, and we were drinking a couple beers, and one of them was like, "I'm sorry, Jen, I put the can in the I put the can into the garbage." And I was like, "It's a big deal. I get stuff out of there all the time."
Think about it. This is how I look at it. Like, A, you're going to help the earth, right? So that's great.
Yeah.
B, if you put stuff in the recycle bin, the garbage gets full
less.
Which correct. Means you don't have to go through the hassle of putting the new bag on the garbage can and taking it out.
And when you want to help Mother Earth, I mean, come on, it's recycling.
Well, that was my number one point. Oh. But two, you don't have to empty the garbage as much.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's how I look at it.
I mean, I'm like crazy about it, even when it comes to leaving the lights on. Growing up, my parents were those people that didn't want to have a very high electric bill. So they would leave notes around the house that said, Did you turn off the light? And so I became kind of like a maniac about that too. And I'll be like, Scott, you left the lights on. And he'll be like, oh, they're LED. It's not that big of a deal. And I'm like, it does matter.
Well, this is about the kids being the eco-shamers of the parent. You know, this would be like Penelope getting to that age where she's shaming you because like you consider yourself so environmentally conscious.
Yeah.
And then your kid getting to a point where they show you, actually, you're not so much.
Yeah, you suck.
Right.
Let me show you the new stuff we're doing.
Because we think we're pretty environmentally conscious. You know, like we recycle and, you know, we try to make sure we're, you know, not leaving lights on unnecessarily or whatever. Or, you know, we certainly don't keep it too hot in the house. Try, you know, we like the temperature low, but we still get shamed. By her kids, you know, using too much plastic or whatever.
Isn't her one daughter like going to
her youngest
environmental law or something? She was at one point.
She may still. I mean, she's studying marine biology, but, you know, she's also very interested in the environmental law aspect of it. So that may be something she continues to pursue.
So she probably knows a lot about the things we could be doing to be eco-friendly.
Absolutely. But you're right about how, like, your parents, like my parents, used to always yell at us for leaving the water running or leaving the lights on in a room after you left. But now it's switch. It's the kids who were shaming the parents, eco-shaming the parents for buying things in non-recyclable packaging, for not washing out the cans and other items so they can be recycled, for buying things like balloons or plastic straws. Oh, that's a big pet peeve of Ingrid's, the plastic straws.
That's a big one. Especially when they make those really cool, like, reusable ones.
And we got 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
For leaving the TV on. For leaving electrical items plugged in when they're not being used. Because, you know, they do drain a little bit of juice. Even if they're not on. For using the car instead of walking. And for leaving the door open when the heat or air is on. I'm bad at sometimes, like, leaving the fridge open because I'm just turning to pour some water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or if you're putting groceries away.
Yeah. Oh, it's only going to take a sec.
Yeah. It feels like leaving it open is a lot easier than open, close.
I'll close it in a minute.
Yeah.
But it is funny, like, the phenomenon of how, like, every generation tends to be, typically, at least this is the trend anyway, more eco-conscious than the generation before it. Which kind of makes you wonder, like, you know, what are your kids going to be like? But then, you know, you have the technology to do these things. So why wouldn't you? The kids figure.
I think so.
A new study out of Durham University in England tried to figure out why some people have the ability to talk to spirits or at least think they have the ability.
And what did we learn?
Well, they talked to 65 mediums who say they can communicate with ghosts, along with 143 people who say they don't have that ability. And the researchers found some common traits that the mediums were more likely to have than people who are not mediums. Mediums usually say they hear voices in their head and the communication started when they were young. They're more likely than the regular people to believe in the paranormal, and they're less concerned of what people think about them. Which leads to really one of two conclusions. One, spirits pick certain people and start communicating with them when they're young, and it's on those people to recognize they're talking with ghosts and harness the power of their abilities. Or to people who believe in the paranormal and aren't worried about society judging them are more likely to say, and maybe even genuinely believe,
that they can do that.
That they can talk with ghosts, even if ghosts aren't actually a real thing.
See, I think that everyone is born with the power to hear ghosts or talk to the outside world, but it's all about how you either channel it or you allow it to come and stay in your life.
So what do they say about the human brain? Like, we only really understand how 10% of it works, or some weird statistic like that. Means like there's like 80 or 90% that we have no idea what it's doing. So maybe it's in that part. I'm open to that idea.
Same.
I have a hard enough time listening to people who are alive, let alone dead.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.